Hello and welcome to Ghostbeats, our podcast. I'm Todd. I'm joined by my wife, Becca.
Hi.
Hi, Beck. We watched Abigail yesterday from 2024. It's made by the one and only Radio Silence. We're big Radio Silence fans in this household. I mean, they made Ready or Not, which I think was like the big breakout. They also had Shorts and VHS and Southbound, though, which are both great. And they did Scream 5 and 6, which were pretty good, especially 5. 5 was pretty good.
Yep.
I do think they really shine, though, with stuff like this, where it's like a one-off original weird idea.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, this was a great movie. It was a lot of fun.
It was.
Yeah. I think I actually, this is a weird one because I just heard about it pretty recently. So it's kind of like I heard about it. I saw his Radio Silence and I was like, "What? Where did this come from?" And then next thing you know, it's out.
Yeah.
So it was a weird surprise.
It was very weird because I don't even know. It might have been when we went to see Late Night with the Devil. We saw the trailer.
Yeah, there was a trailer there. I think I'd heard a little online, but just like right before that. So it's still like pretty quick turnaround.
It was.
Yeah, it's funny because when I first saw it, it felt to me like they took that little bit from Cabin in the Woods with the ballerina, you know, and decided like, what is her movie? Like, it definitely felt like that. And yeah, not talking spoilers, because this, the interesting thing about this movie is that we talked in Late Night with the Devil about expectations going in and how that can affect a movie. And this one, I mean, it wears on its sleeve basically what it's about. You know, it's kind of selling itself as it's a vampire movie, but the vampire is a little girl who's a ballerina. And that, it's like, it's this very high concept thing that's like, yeah, this is why you go to see it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like right out the gate, you know exactly what you're getting into. And I think with the trailers and stuff, they definitely made it seem like it didn't take itself too seriously. And that's true. Like, the movie, it didn't disappoint.
Yeah. It's silly.
Yeah. Because it's very, like, it definitely kind of reminds me of Ready or Not with the style of everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know, both visually and in the type of humor and stuff. Because it is, like, a pretty serious horror movie that can be kind of scary, you know, and creepy at times. And it's, like, very over-the-top violence. They love their blood explosions.
Yeah. They have very creative kills.
Yeah. And they've definitely honed the blood explosion, I think. But it's also very funny. And all the characters and the dialogue and stuff feels, like, natural and funny. And it's just a really fun movie.
Yeah. If this... I would love to, like, see this at a drive-in. I think it'd be so much fun.
Totally. So, yeah, just talking non-spoilers. I think overall, if any of this sounds interesting, if you liked Ready or Not, I think you'll really like this movie. Because it definitely is a similar tone, and it's just very fun. And it feels like they got, like, a slightly bigger budget, so they were able to, like, really go crazy in this one. Do you have any other impressions before we get into spoilers?
I mean, what do you think? Of course, I'm like always ready. It's so hard for me to like to get my thoughts together that I'm not going to spoil someone.
That's true.
I mean,
is there anything in general, though, you'd say about this? Maybe your expectations versus what you got, you know?
Well, I mean, I'd say if you're on the fence for some reason about seeing this, just go see it because it's like, it'll surprise you. It surprised me. And It was just really good. It's a really good movie. I think I wasn't expecting a lot.
Oh, really? 'Cause
we just saw the trailer, and I loved the trailer. I thought, I was like, okay. And I think I've learned my lesson a little bit. So I really didn't have big expectations, but man, I loved it.
You try to limit your expectations going into it?
I think so, yeah.
I definitely, for me, it was kind of the opposite because... You know, I heard the buzz and I saw the reviews are really positive. So I was expecting a lot and I was worried that I was going to be disappointed, but I wasn't. I thought it was great, deserves all the good reviews and everything.
Yeah.
And it kind of is exactly what you expect it to be, you know, but in the best way.
Yeah.
Which is funny because, yeah, with Late Night with the Devil, like, I'd consider these, as far as quality, to be about even for me.
No, I would agree. I would agree, too.
But it's funny because that episode, we were so negative because it didn't meet our expectations.
Which, yeah.
And this one, it, like, perfectly meets our expectations. Yeah. And it's just like, yeah, I guess that's all it needs to be, yeah. You know? So, yeah, great movie. Mm-hmm. Very recommended. So why don't we get into spoilers? So the movie's interesting because, like I said, from the trailer, I didn't want to go too deep into it if people were really trying to, you know, stay unspoiled. Mm-hmm. But the trailer really sets it up exactly for what it is, where it's a group of people who kidnap this little girl. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to get money, you know, from her family. And then, it turns out that they're actually trapped in the house with her and she's a vampire. And that's like, that's the whole story.
Yeah.
And that was what I got out of the trailer. And I was kind of waiting to see, are they going to do something to, like, you know, subvert expectations? It's like, no.
No, they don't need to do anything, apparently. No.
Yeah, it's just exactly that. But it still manages to be super fun. And it was funny because in the beginning, you know, when they do the whole kidnapping and everything, you already in the back of your mind, every time that the little girl is like saying something, it seems a little suspicious.
Yeah.
You know, because you already know.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, too. Like she's trying to play innocent, but it feels like kind of fake. And I'll really give it to the actress for that. Yeah. Because that's a weird thing to pull off.
It is. You're basically having to tackle two roles.
Yeah,
so it's
pretty
like,
much, like overlapping.
But she did such a good job.
Yeah, she was great all the way through.
She's so funny, too.
And I have no, she could be like 30. I don't know. You know how it is. It's weird.
Yeah.
So I want to say like, especially for such a young actress, but watch, she's like 28 or something. But she did a great job, and I think all the actors in this, there's a lot of like random recognizable people who just do like, you know, weird character roles who just show up. There's a it's so hard because we're both really bad with names, but it's the girl who's in like Freaky and like all these like horror movies of this kind of tier.
Frankenstein, I think.
So she's always great, and yeah, she's in all these type of horror movies.
She's so like funny.
The perfect like lane to be in. You
yeah,
know?
She has this like almost like an Aubrey Plaza kind of humor sort of to her. Yeah. She has the same like poison grace as Aubrey Plaza, which I admire, and I feel like she's like her, but like a Final Girlish type. I don't know. I enjoy seeing her in anything horror lately. She's been doing a great job.
Definitely. I didn't recognize the lead actress from anything. Have you seen her in anything?
I don't think so.
I think she's her and the one guy who's like schizophrenic or whatever. Like they're the only ones I didn't really recognize.
Yeah.
Like everyone else I recognized from something. But she was great too.
Yeah.
Like very good role. And I did want to say that one guy who is like the wheel man. He was very fucking funny. Like,
he was
I'm
really
sorry.
Funny. He
that
gave me vibes of like that actor in Superstore. You know, the guy.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It was like kind of like that.
Like a
really
white trash guy. Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't going to say that, but.
Well,
yeah.
No, it was
it was
he
so
was super funny.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah. I think all of them did a really good job of playing these very well-defined characters. Like they did a lot to drop little bits of information about each character to flesh them out without it being too like heavy-handed, and I thought that was really well done.
Yeah.
That was really interesting. They all managed to have like a bit of complexity to them, and it makes you enjoy watching all this because on the one hand, you know, they're kind of, some of them are, at least, they're kind of shitty. So you're kind of like maybe not feeling so bad about them getting hurt by Abigail.
Yeah, people who are willing to kidnap a child, like, you're like, okay.
But it really helps you to root for them, and it makes the whole thing very fun. But yeah, it was interesting in the beginning of the movie, they kind of play it up as like, there's something killing them, and it's like this big mystery, like what could it be, and it's just like, it's Abigail, she's the vampire, like you just know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, where it's like it's just funny the way it plays that like a mystery, and it's like everyone watching this knows exactly what it is.
I think that made it even more fun. Oh,
I'm not complaining. Yeah, I just think it's funny.
I feel like maybe in any other movie, I would be upset that I know that information. Yeah. Like, I would want to be able to follow along, like, with the story.
Yeah,
as
like, surprise,
happens.
It's the little girl.
Yeah. But it made me pay attention to so many close details, which they included, which was so great.
Yeah.
And I thought that it was super well done. I think it was very smart on the marketing team. And
yeah, that was what I was going to say. It does make me wonder, was this originally pitched as being, like, a big twist that it's the little girl, and they were just like, no, we're just going to lean into this shit with the marketing and like, this is what you're getting. But yeah, like we've been saying, the movie definitely props itself up and it still succeeds without it being a mystery.
Yeah.
You know, it's still just super fun.
Yeah. And going back to like the little like Easter eggs, I guess they dropped in.
Yeah.
The one girl who's like Sammy, I think they call her Sammy, but her name's maybe Jessica. Okay. The actress we were talking about.
Yeah.
She has that tattoo, like the dragon on her. Mm-hmm. And then they show a painting or a house that has little dragons flying out of it. And I felt like it was like a nod to like, yeah, she's going to turn into a vampire. Like,
yeah, sure. That was super fun.
Yeah.
Everything about it, from like when she got bit, and she was like, what's going to happen to me? And she even asks Abigail,
so
and Abigail's like, I don't know. And then,
which you knew she was fucking with her, but it's just so funny.
But I always like stuff like that where it's almost building out like a mythology.
Yeah.
Where it's like, the garlic didn't do anything, the cross didn't do anything.
Oh my God, the way she stabbed him with the little tiny cross. Yeah. Oh my God, I just wanted to laugh so hard. I don't want to be like annoying in the theater, but I was like losing it. I thought that was so funny.
It was funny. And but then it's like, when she bites her, she turns into this like slave that has to serve her. And they have that really cool scene where she's like dancing.
Yes.
And they show
my God.
And they show her like mimicking all the actions.
That was the way it's that cool. was edited was so beautiful. Like, I loved that. And
that was something I was actually going to get into, is that it's also like the fact that she's a ballerina could very easily just be seen as like this little gimmick to put on the posters and stuff. But they really like play with that a lot.
She had lore.
And there's just a lot of scenes of her dancing while she's killing people, or like she's dancing with the headless corpse.
Yes.
At
oh
one
my
part.
God. That was so cool.
Yeah. And dancing to control her puppet. Like all these parts where it seems like, you know, you could be cynical and look at them as just ways to like play up this ballerina thing.
Yeah.
But it actually, they're all so much fun.
Yeah.
That it's like, it just really takes this this concept like to the finish line, I guess.
Yeah. When she was dancing with that corpse, it really gave like Terrifier vibes.
Oh, yeah.
And like, in like this beautiful way. Like, it was, I thought it was so cool.
But it is, it's very fun how, and when I saw Giancarlo Esposito, is that his name? The guy who's from, like, Breaking Bad and stuff?
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to, like, butcher someone's name.
Yeah.
I know
who I'm talking
about.
But,
oh my God, so I'm so excited when I saw him.
But the thing that's so funny about him is when I saw him, I immediately was like, is he basically, like, Renfield for this little girl? Like, he just had that energy, like, I guess this is the Renfield in this universe. And he kind of is, it seems like, although he actually gets turned into a vampire, which we see at the end.
And explodes.
But that was funny right out the gate, and the way it really plays up when they kidnap her, they're all getting drunk and everything, and you're just waiting for things to go bad, and you just know it's coming. And I think it starts with that creepy line, which I think is in the trailer, where she tells her, like, I'm sorry for what's going to happen to you, or something like that. And that just already, like, kind of sets things in motion, and you know what's coming. But yeah, all the parts with Abigail when she's murdering people were super fun, because I just think the choreography was really good. The way that she's kind of just playing with them.
Oh,
is really funny, and she just really comes off as being like fucking invincible because I guess she's been around for like hundreds of years.
Yeah, they made it seem like she was like centuries years old.
Yeah, it just felt like very dangerous. Like it did a good job making her into this like horrific monster. Even like the way that she looked, like the makeup and everything, mm-hmm. was really cool.
Yeah. I was looking at my notes. I wrote these as soon as I came out of the theater.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you. And the first thing I put on here was, came out of the theater and a man was so upset that she was a ballerina and said the movie sucked.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
He his popcorn in the trash.
Yeah,
like,
and I think his girlfriend was even like, didn't you see the trailer or something like that? It's like,
yeah, she was making fun of him. It was funny.
So I guess, it is important to have some expectations going into this one. I forgot about that. That was so funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But, some of the things I wanted to talk about was, another theater experience. Dune was playing super, super loud in the theater next to us. So you just hear worm sounds.
Ridiculous.
What is that?
We have this like more local theater we go to that is super, super nice. We love going there.
We love it.
But it's like, it seems very small and doesn't have the best soundproofing.
Yeah.
So you could definitely hear other movies, especially when it's something that's more quiet and then Dune is right next to you, you know? It's like, oh, okay, that's Dune. Yeah.
That's like literally the only bad thing, though, about the theater. Otherwise, it's like perfect.
And it's tough because there are parts where I'm wondering, like, is that the background music of the scene? Like, it's just very intense.
That's what I was wondering, too. Yeah. I was like, where is this coming from? And I'm like, oh, my God, it's Dune.
Yeah.
But I did like how they showed the disgusting part of being a vampire, like we saw in Last Voyage with Demeter.
Yeah, it definitely is more of that kind of savage style.
Yeah. I just really think right now we're like in this golden era of horror movies. I feel like we've come again to like another golden era, and I feel like we're right in the middle of it because I'm just so impressed with the way directors and whole crews are taking a concept, an old concept, and like putting like a modern light to it, but in like the best way.
No, I totally agree. I think there are people who are very cynical about horror right now, but I think we're in a great place where it's been getting a lot more attention, and so we've been seeing much much better movies being made. Because I think of like the early 2000s and stuff, and like that was a dry period.
Yeah, that
was very weird.
That was a sad period.
Yeah. So it just feels like there is like one big hit after another kind of coming out. And looking at the stuff coming out of like the festival circuit right now, it sounds like there's a lot of great stuff coming too.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time to be a horror fan.
Yes, very exciting. Did you have anything else?
Let me see. I mean, like, one thing that I did think was funny, and there's a lot of funny moments in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, the humor is, like, perfect. Was when the wheelman was drawing a dick on that guy's face, and there's just, like, classical music playing, and I just loved the tone shift of that. I just thought that was super funny.
There are a lot of funny little jokes like that that just really work. But I think the one thing that I would say didn't work as well for me, I think, so the end of the movie, it feels very similar to, like, Ready or Not, with this, like, big scene to finish it off. And there was something about, I mean, I always feel this way, that when movies start getting too deep into kind of explaining the lore and it just starts to feel like a little unnecessary, and the end felt like very drawn out.
I'm glad you said that, because I felt that too.
And I wouldn't even sit here and say like, oh, it's terrible and it really takes away from the movie. It's more that like it doesn't quite match the quality that came before it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think, and you're talking about the whole like build up of the villain of the cop.
Yeah, kind of starting with when he turns into a vampire.
Yeah, exactly.
From there on, it just feels like so long.
Yeah.
And it starts to get annoying because they do the thing where they keep trying to fight back against him. It's this one of the members of the kidnapping group, who turns out to be like an ex-cop who's dirty or something, who's like really built up as a villain, when he becomes the vampire, it turns into the main actress and Abigail having to fight against him. And yeah, it's like every time that they fight him, it's like he manages to one-up them, and then they have to figure something else out, and it's like it rinses and repeats that like 4 or 5 times. And it just really started to feel like, okay, like, we know he's going to die. Like, let's just get to it, for fuck's sakes. But it does seem like, I guess, in this universe, sunlight is, like, the only way to kill them.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, why don't you just cut off her fucking head? Like, when she's asleep, it's like, well,
I don't know. Maybe that wouldn't work.
I don't know.
But I see, speaking on that, when she took the garlic and, like, so she was like,
oh, yeah.
I thought that was so funny.
Yeah, it's really rubbing it in.
Yeah, I was like, no, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I am glad you brought that up, because that was my only gripe with it, too.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, we spent a little bit too much time on this character. Like,
yeah, it just, I don't know. It just does feel, like, super drawn out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I did think it's cool. We talked about the blood explosions earlier.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, the first reveal when Abigail's hand gets into, like, the tiny bit of sunlight and explodes and she just has a little stump. It was like, God damn. Like, okay.
Yeah. And then, like, she was, like, screaming in agony as it's, like, growing back, which I'm like, it's so nice to see.
That was a really cool effect.
Yeah. The special effects, so well done. Like, everything was so fun. Oh, my God. When he was puking up blood.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Insane. And I was like, I wish I could see the behind the scenes, because that had to be such a fun gag.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm so impressed with the special effects in this movie.
Yeah. But then we got a lot more of, like, any time, like, a fucking crumb of sunlight hit somebody, it would just make them explode. That was really cool. Again, they kind of kept it going maybe a little too far when they brought her father in.
Yeah.
And he was, like, this very overly dramatic character. I feel like I can see what they're getting at, and it's cool. It's the idea of that very old style of vampire.
Yeah.
You know, but brought into, like, the modern day.
Yeah.
So it's, like, very overly dramatic and over the top, the way he's, like, talking and acting and everything. That was fun.
Yeah. And, I mean, to speak on that old style, too, like, the way they have this library set up, I want to do a little bit more research and see, was this a location or did they build this set? Because it was just incredible looking.
Like, yeah, it was a cool place to end the film, because they have that window that the sunlight's able to,
I love that window,
go through and move around. It's a good set piece for sure.
Yeah.
It, like, works in the story. So yeah, maybe, like, just a bit too much at the end. Because remember, in Ready or Not, the ending was, like, pretty abrupt, you know? And I think that's part of the fun of it, is it was just so fast, and then it was just over.
Yeah.
And yeah, this one did feel a little bit too drawn out.
Yeah, I will say, like, once that part comes up where he turns into the vampire, everything was so fast-paced, and then it was just, like,
it slows it down. Yeah,
and not in a way that I was looking for a break. I was still looking for
that. Yeah, I mean, even with that, I think that's the only big complaint that I have for the whole movie. And it still doesn't, like, tank it. It's still really good.
Yeah, even then, it's pretty minor. I mean, I want to see the movie again right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very good movie.
Super fun. Definitely met expectations, which were already pretty high. So that's always a good thing. So I don't know. Is there anything else you wanted to say about it?
If I can just talk about when she lands in the pool of bodies.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Oh my God.
That was pretty disgusting.
It was so, yes, it was, it, like, grossed me out so much, but it was so well done. There needs to be behind the scenes of this film. I need to see it, because that was so insane. And then the way she, like, acts out how fucking disgusting that would be.
It's basically, you know, like human soup. It's like so fucking gross. That's all I was thinking watching. It was like, this is so fucking disgusting.
I hate human soup.
That literally sums up. Did you see the broth that was, like, all fucking gray and disgusting?
God. So gross. But yeah, so cool. Oh my God, it's so cool.
That was a pretty, like, shocking moment.
Oh, yeah.
When she falls into that.
Yeah.
And that's when things, like, really started to hit the fan. It was right then. But, yeah. We didn't even really talk much about the main character's story, but
I mean,
I think it, yeah.
It's there. Yeah. I mean, there's, I don't really have anything to comment on it. It lent to the story enough, you know, they bonded over her, you know, what's going on in her life. Yeah.
Yeah. Just seems like, maybe she had like the least interesting story. It just feels like a way to make you sympathetic for the character, and it does its job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. We don't even need that. We don't need to end on that note.
What a boring note to end on. I don't know how to end this.
So that's it.
Did you just motion at me to stop talking?
No, because I was like, I got this. That was an I got this.
Oh, okay. Motion. I got this. Okay.
We're Ghost Beast. You can go to ghostbeast.com to find all our links or search for Ghost Beast Pod. You can also follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd. And you can contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com with your recommendations. What are you looking forward to from this year? Because there's a lot of really good stuff coming.
Yeah, if you go to any festivals and you see something, tell us. Tell us what you love.
All right. Bye.